And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin sitting in today as co-host. And, boy, we're here at the world headquarters on a beautiful Southern California morning here with Wayne Cotto, the man from CCA. We're going to be talking some fishing and all the great stuff that Wayne's and the CCA group have been doing for us anglers. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN radio. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at fredhall.com.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, like you said, a beautiful Southern California day, although a little chilly.
It is a little chilly. And is that a Reaper that you have on from AFCO?
It is.
The Reaper is like the ultimate.
It is.
Yeah. Right, Wayne Cotto, so good morning, Wayne.
Good morning,
do you
guys
have a Reaper?
I do.
Of course you do.
I do.
I mean, every angler should have a Reaper. Yeah. I got the new zip-up Reaper, the shell Reaper. Oh, my. That thing
super nice.
Awesome. Yes.
Well,
yes.
I've been waiting for the zip up because I like the zip ups.
Yeah.
Getting in and out of them faster.
But it's got the same Reaper quality, and it's got a shell on it, so it's more waterproof. But it has that great neck gaiter built in that's so warm.
Perfect for the boat, but
yes.
Hey, a 30-something degree morning just from the car to the studio, the world headquarters.
Yeah, yeah, it's perfect, yeah.
It is, yeah.
But highly recommend. Like, AFCO's doing such a great job.
Oh, man, so much new stuff. Like I told you, I got that new boat bag. That thing
right.
is so killer.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be anything from like an overnight bag to literally, it's perfect.
when I have my little bundles of weedless and all the hooks and stuff, yeah. I just throw it in the bag and go. It's a perfect little boat bag.
Sweet. I'll have to check that out. Wayne, of course, AFCO is such a huge supporter of CCA. Bill and the whole gang over there, just like a, I mean, what would we do without AFCO?
Oh, man. And, you know, and people don't realize what they do for us in the community. They give minimum 10% of their profits back to conservation every year. And what they're doing is they're turning over their guys. I mean, you got Matt up there and Robbie and Casey up there, and they're running it and evolving as the times go.
Yeah.
What they're doing to get into the freshwater bass, what they're doing with the clothing line, the hardware side with Robbie, you know, and bringing innovative stuff like what they're doing with the fish killing, right, that Robbie talked about.
Oh, yeah.
That is going to innovate and change just like RSW did for us out here.
Right.
We're just going to step up to that next level of having good quality fishing and fishing products.
No doubt about it. And like you say, the Shedd family always and the whole company just so supportive of conservation and the future of our fishery. And that's what we talk about with CCA. What think about how long ago did we start CCA California?
California started in 2015.
So it's relatively young in the CCA world. CCA started how long ago?
45 years ago.
45 years ago. And it's huge in Florida, Texas.
Yeah, it started in Texas and then worked its way around the Gulf and then went up the eastern seaboard and then came across over to the west up in Portland, up into Oregon and Washington. And then California came on in 2015.
Yeah.
And so we're the newest state, but we're also one of the biggest problem states.
I can only imagine. You know,
the level of the amount of issues that we have here dwarf all the other states.
You call it issues, I'll just call it BS.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's,
yeah, crazy governors.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and unfortunately, things that happen here, they reverberate across the country,
sure,
and that's what's happening. The 30 by 30 movement that happened last year that we beat down and we're still fighting because of the executive order, all those kinds of things that are happening environmentally are being pushed from California and then happening or being trying to get pushed to the other states and through the federal government.
It all starts here.
Yeah, it really does.
So 30-30, let's get an update on all the issues that CCA is working on right now. What's going on with 30-30?
So 30 by 30.
First, describe it, and then for those that may not be familiar with it, and then kind of what's going on.
Yeah, so this started in California as AB 30-30, a legislation that we were able to beat a year ago. But then what happened was the governor came down with an executive order for 30 by 30. And so that put the onus onto the agencies like Natural Resource Agency, Department of Fish and Wildlife, Fish and Game, and all the other agencies to work together to see how they can put a proposal together. And that's where we're at right now. So their proposed document on how they're going to roll it out to meet 30 by 30, which is to save 30% of land, ocean, and water by 2030 – for conservation and biodiversity and access is in play right now. And right now we're in the comment period for that document, which is supposed to be the guidelines on how they're going to get there. But the problem that we have is we talk about things, especially on the ocean side, that they want to protect biodiversity, conservation. They talk about durability. But in a lot of cases, they throw us under the bus thinking that we're the enemy, and we're not the enemy. We started conservation. We believe in sustainability. We believe in biodiversity. We put our money behind it because our license fees, our excise tax pay for all of the things that we do. We have some of the most stringent regulations here in California of anywhere in the world for fishing, whether that's in the state waters or in the federal waters.
No question.
Right. So tell me what biodiversity is so impacted right now that we're critical that we need to watch out for that we're not already watching. Tell me what isn't protected under some rule, regulation, or law, you know, because Endangered Species Act, Mammal Protection Act, all these things, Magnuson-Stevenson, all those things give the protection for habitat and biodiversity. So we're trying to figure out where and why we are not already at that over that 30%, right? So it's the definition that they use. One thing that people don't realize is worldwide on the 30 by 30 issue, California is one of the only states in the nation, one, that meets the international standard for green, and we already have all those protections in place for the federal protection, right, side. So why is it that if we're already meeting those two levels of of goals, why aren't we able to use those same measures here in California?
Right.
So they made them even harder for on us, and that's the problem.
So does that mean more marine protected areas? Is that the bottom line for us fishermen?
At this point, they're claiming, Mark Gold at OPC has stated numerous times publicly that the marine protected area, the Cato Review, is in play right now. It was supposed to be out at the end of this year. He's now thinking first quarter next year on that scientific Decadal Review. He says they won't do anything on MPAs for the 30 by 30 movement until that comes out. That doesn't mean that there won't be adjustments. You know, I mean, the whole point of the MPAs was supposed to be adaptive management. We're supposed to look at the science and their findings.
But they just literally shut the door. I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah, I mean, when they started from
exactly from our point of view, right? I mean,
well, that's been our issue, and that's what we've been fighting at the Fish and Game Commission, is because we had the Fish and Game Commissioners actually come up and tell us they will never give us back those marine protected areas, right?
Yeah, and when they started the thing, oh, yeah, these are just temporary, don't worry, we're just going to do some studies and see if... And, yeah, now it's like shut the door. It's over.
Right. So, and here's how I look at it. If they're already going to claim 30% and say that that's the magic number and everything, then they've already made up their mind of what needs to be protected. They're telling all the fisheries management people that, hey, guess what? All your efforts have been fruitless, and we know better, and we're just going to take the 30%. Well, then why do all the fisheries management? Why go through all these processes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you justify taking the 30% and still going through all these other processes to shut more stuff down or provide more regulations?
Right.
I mean, if the 30% is supposed to save it, then okay, then save it. You know what I mean? And give us the rest of the 70% or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So what else? I mean, 30 by 30, big issue. What else do we have to deal with?
30 by 30 is the biggest one from a global standpoint. The MPA Decadal Review is also right there in play.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard multiple times over the weeks about the CARB issue with the sport boating fleet.
Because CCA is involved in that?
Oh, absolutely. We're tied in with SAC and everybody else trying to figure out how to make this palatable.
That is the most ridiculous thing that California... I mean, California's done a lot of ridiculous things. But the CARB has to be on the top of the list of being the most ridiculous proposal that's ever been done by government of California.
I think people need to lace up their boots really tight because it's only going to get worse.
Yep.
And what they don't realize is that there's already legislation in place and there's already directives in place to get to zero emissions over time.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody, and what's the problem is that everybody's been pushing towards a certain goal and now they're moving up the goalposts. They keep pushing it closer and closer because they want to achieve it, but the technology's not there. The thing with the cars, the things with the gas mowers and leaf blowers, and eventually, you know, this thing's going on with Harborcraft. They separated us away from commercial vessels.
It's ridiculous.
But commercial's going to end up there at some point. But if it's already there, there have already been rumors about recreational fleet. So,
what about all these freighters that are off of our coast here dumping God knows what sulfites and everything else into the ocean, and they don't even pay attention to that.
They can't control them. They can't regulate that.
And so what did they do?
And they fly under a foreign flag, too, don't they? I mean, is that...
Yeah.
But they're dumping so much more than our entire fleet would ever dump in decades.
Or pollute into the air.
Right.
Because they're running their motors and generators. Yeah.
Right.
So we've been saying it now for, 2 years that... There's an issue off the coastline, and we had 50 to 100 freighters, tankers sitting off there all lined up, and they're sitting on their anchor, and they're dragging the bottom. So where are your environmentalists on the coral and the reefs and all of the stuff out there, right? The habitat that you're trying to protect. We don't do that in our fleet, but look at what they're doing with those anchors.
Using the old adage of it's like taking a handbag off a 747 to basically do what they're trying to do on the fleet, the sport fishing fleet and the commercial fleet. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's the only way to describe it.
Yeah, and what's happening is it's twofold, right? Because they're trying to get to a certain point, and all we're saying is let's be realistic about how you're trying to get us there. If the money's there to help us get to these tier motors, if we can find an option to get to the tier four motors, which don't exist right now for the fleet, and we can put in the filtration that they want, the particulate filters, into the boats without burning the boats down, because our boats are very, very old.
Right.
They're wood and fiberglass. So how do you do that and have enough ventilation and protection so that we don't have another constitution issue, right? So that's the issue right now. And then how do you fund that? Because what's happening is the funding that they have is separated from the state down to the local governments, the counties, and then they use it depending on where they want to administer that money, right, and shell it out. Well, some of the counties are out of money, period, and some of them don't want to give it to the fishing fleet. Yeah. They want to give it to ag or trucking or whoever they want to give it to, right, because it's all one pot of money. So then you're on the short straw. How do you afford to do this? And it's only a stay of execution at this point, right, if you think about it, because you put the Tier 4 motor in, and you still got to get to zero emissions by, say, 2045.
Yeah.
Well, how do you justify putting these motors in and writing them off in only 10 years? We write these things off for 40, 50 years. Look at how old our boats are.
Sure.
How do you do this? How do you keep repowering time after time?
Right.
And at some point, it all ends up in the customer's pocket, right? Somebody's got to pay for it. It doesn't matter if it's trucking and it ends up in your grocery store or it's you buying a ticket for a boat.
Right.
It all comes down to the customer having to pay for that.
Right.
So at what point do you break it and say, we can't afford to do it anymore? Because
yeah.
the customers can't double the price of their ticket.
No.
And go out.
Yeah. No, so, it's absurd.
And people don't realize this isn't just our sport fishing fleet. It's Harborcraft. It is the Catalina Flyer, ferries.
Yep.
It is your
harbor excursions,
duck boats, tow boats, pilot boats. It's all of them, all in the same.
All the commercial passenger carrying vessels.
All being put the, in.
Being picked on.
And separated from the rest of the commercial fleet.
Yeah. And then let's not even talk about the Navy and what they're putting into the water in San Diego Bay, right?
Those sea trackers, I mean.
Yeah. But we can't go there.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I don't know how you do what you do, Wayne.
Yeah, it's like, I watched the F-18s taking off all day from North Island right here, and it's like, what? It's
smoke
coming
out of
those
things.
Yeah, and it's smoke coming out of that. It's like, it's such a ridiculous thing. And then you look down south 15 miles from where we're sitting right now, and there's Mexico and a big layer right there, right? So it's just, it's pretty ludicrous.
The things that we can't do here, all of our cars that don't meet our smog standards, all of the oil that we can't use here, and all the things that we can't do here, they do just, 30 miles south of here, and it's okay.
Yeah,
Or we can ship it across the other side of the world and to another country.
Yeah, and that doesn't affect the ozone layer. Yeah, right. Anyway, it's not all about politics. And what's so cool to me about CCA is the way you and Chris and everybody involved in CCA has been able to engage anglers. And there's so, how does CCA do that with the chapters? Kind of describe that whole thing with getting people really behind local chapters.
Yeah, so if you think about the organization, we're a grandparent, parent, child. So grandparent being Texas National, the parent being CCA State, and then the child being the local chapters. And we have local chapters now, L.A., Orange County, San Diego, Kern County, Inland Empire, Riverside, San Bernardino. We have Channel Islands, which is Oxnard, Ventura, and we have Santa Barbara. And we're trying to grow north into Central and Northern California. It's about representation, and it's about networking. That's the crux of it. Now, in any other state, we're the fishing club, right? We're the fishing club that everybody has. But in California, we're already fishing club-centric.
Right.
So if we came in there and said, we're the new fishing club, then we alienate all those people.
Right.
And that was never the intention. We're your conservation arm. We're your advocacy arm.
But it's so great to see all the people from fishing clubs getting on board with CCA because they see the mission.
It's the evolution of where we need to be. We all thought in our clubs and our organizations, United Anglers Southern California is a good example, regional group, it could do a lot. But at some point, you don't have enough horsepower. You don't have enough funding. You don't have size.
Right.
And that's why this is important. It's the networking and the relationships that make you bigger and stronger. It's how you build your coalitions. Well, working with all of the fishing clubs, working with SAC and all of the landings in the fleet, working with all of the ancillary businesses makes us stronger. It makes us have a bigger voice when we're trying to affect politics or opinions.
Right.
And that's why we all have to work together because it's all one sport. It's all one industry. It's our sport of fishing, and we all need to protect it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We haven't even ventured into talking about fishing. What, this guy likes to fish.
Oh, you're
kidding. Tell you what, we can talk about calico bass with Corey.
I know
it's getting warmer, and those calicos are probably going to start biting.
And I know Wayne's been down with Jeff, too.
Yeah. Sadros.
Good times.
We can talk
fishing
about
with Benny. Benny.
That stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
with Benny.
Good times.
Yeah.
And I do. I love this time of the year. You know, as
it's
we.
A great transition.
Oh, my
time.
God. As we start to. We talked about it last week. You know, I love when we hit that 57, mm-hmm. 56 degree cold water and
yeah.
and eventually you hit that 58, 59, and it's fire time.
Oh,
right
yeah, man.
Hey,
time
we've got a fun show ahead of us today with Wayne Coco from CCA. And you want to join us? One way to do it on the phones, it's 213-432-1090. Start talking calicoos. You get me all fired up.
I know. Right now. Yeah, think about it. We should better go. Right?
In a straight ladder. Yeah. It's almost time. And you could also get a hold of us. Maybe you have a comment or something you want to send our way. You can do that via the app. It's text the show when you go on the app there. And it's a one-way deal. So when you do it, we get your message. Make sure that you do leave your name and your telephone number. And I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Which
okay?
he's going to be running here real soon.
I think it's
this weekend, maybe.
I know, and having Boog on the show last week talking
fired
about,
up.
Oh, my God, fishing the island. So the deal is leaving your name and telephone number on the text. You're in the hat to have your chance to win that trip.
Yeah.
So we're going to flip a coin at the end of the show between the callers and the texters, and one of you is going to get that trip on the Liberty, and we're going to be right back. We're going to have more from Wayne Coto and the CCA when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The first SoCal Sport Fishing Show this year is happening February 18th to the 20th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. It's the 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat Travel Show. Check out over 100 sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, fishing resorts in two buildings, plus fabulous seminars and a free kids trout pond. There will also be plenty of raffle prizes up for grabs. Learn new fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, swordfish, calico bass, and more. These seminars are certainly something you will want to check out. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to great fishing travel destinations. 3 days only, Friday, February 18th from noon to 5, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. The 12th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super-wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair-style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar size kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And again, you want to join us on the phone, it's 213-432-1090. That's your chance to win a full-day trip on the Liberty or Fisherman's, or Text us,
yeah. And, but I got to tell you, if you want to win the trip, much better odds calling.
Yeah.
Because we get a lot of texts. And we can't get to them all, and it's only the texts that we read on the show that are eligible. So
I can't imagine. It's crazy how popular the text
and it's
show.
Great. Yeah, it's really added a lot. I've got to thank our buddy Adam Clark for coming up with that idea.
Adam's
that really
man.
Has enhanced the show a lot. So, and we appreciate the text, but just saying, you know, we're a caller-driven show. Very important to have your calls, and you have a better chance to win, too. So Chris is standing by waiting for your calls back there, for sure. You know, we were just talking, you just heard Benny Florentino from AFCO talking about AFCO, and we were talking about you guys fishing with Benny on his boat over at Clemente and having this oven that he heats up the lunch with, right? Tell us about that. That I had never heard of those, and it's like something that you could have on your center console and have a hot lunch or a hot breakfast, right?
Yeah, there's all these different versions now, but Benny and Wendy Toshihara are the one who turned me on to this. Like, it's called like a road trek, and you plug it into your cigarette lighter, a 12-volt, and then it just heats up. So you can have, you know, brats or meatball sandwiches, or you can actually just put spaghetti in there and heat it up.
Breakfast
burritos, you name it, you can put it in there, and they come out piping hot.
Wow.
And now there's
a Dutch oven for
like a Dutch
electric.
Oven. It's cold on the outside, it's plastic on the outside.
Yeah.
But it heats up to like 300 degrees.
Wow.
And then there's multiple versions. There's battery operated ones, they have clocks on them so they can heat up and be ready for you when you want it to be. They have ones that plug in AC so I can have it in my booth at the show. You know, so we can always have hot meals.
Are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy.
It's so nice because then you can have your personal meals and you're not worrying about just eating out of a can or a cold sandwich every day.
Maybe on a charter with Benny, yanking on calicos. Maybe a yellow and have a warm burrito. Are you kidding me?
How about that?
A warm burrito and then something hot for lunch, too. You know, it's a game changer, especially for road warriors.
Speaking of shows, a couple big ones coming up, the PCS show, the Pacifico Sport Fishing Show, which is shaping up to be a fantastic show this year up at the Orange County Fairgrounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the February 18, 19, 20,
correct.
A couple of weeks away, and CCA will be there?
CCA will be there. We're going to do our big package outside. We'll have entrance, a T-shirt, a shirt, and your membership. And what we're doing this year is we're offering something that we've never been able to do before, and we're having pre-registration. You can buy it online right now and be ready to go when you get there.
Wow.
So you can go and sign up for that package. We already have it up on our website. You can go find the link through our Facebook page. And then just go up to ccacalifornia.org, and you can just go buy it now and not have to stand in line.
That's pretty good.
So that's good. Your registration, your
you just pick it up at the show.
Pick it up.
That's cool. And then, of course, you'll be at the Fred Hall Show, the March 2nd through the 6th at the
We will
Long
have a
Beach
booth
Convention
inside
Center.
Of that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Be represented there. So,
and we'll have an inside booth at PCS, too.
At PCS.
So we're going to have a nice raffle wheel, come out and have some fun, win some great prizes, you know.
Okay.
And then if you want to, you know, we'll have Bill Barney sitting in there. So if you want to buy one of his books, you know, for fishing,
Bill's
that's always good.
Okay.
He'll be a guest speaker on one of the stages.
Fantastic.
We have a lot of things going on at the shows.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be at other shows. We'll be up in Bakersfield. We'll be in Northern California. Chris right now is up in Santa Barbara.
And we're going to hear from him, at the day at the docks. And by the way, sadly, we just heard that there will be no day at the docks in San Diego this year.
Isn't that crazy?
They're coming back in April of 2023.
Yeah, we just saw that post.
I guess from what I heard, it was the lack of funding from the port.
And that just came down yesterday.
San Diego, from the final decision.
Yeah,
they were kind of unsure. But no day at the docks this year, unfortunately.
Bummer.
I think it's a disappointing move, but you know,
yeah, it doesn't make sense, right?
If you don't if you don't have the funding, you can't put the event on because it's a free event.
Yeah,
and the port has always been so supportive of that, but I guess because of COVID or whatever, they're not supporting that event. So,
well, hey, Fisherman's Landing is still going to have their
Fisherman's Landing.
I bet you.
We have Doug Curran on the show next Saturday to talk about that. They're going to have a big sale on February 26th and 27th. So, big sale in the store. So that's kind of they're not doing any shows, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, so he's going to have a big sale. It's like a show sale in the store.
So kind of cool. Why not?
the weekend of the 26th and 27th. So well, you'll hear a lot more about that coming up here in the next few
minutes. I can only imagine the specials that man is going to
do. Oh, he does amazing things, yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They're packing up. You want to get through, 213-432-1090.
All right, let's talk to Ryan. Ryan, calling from Irvine this morning. We appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Ryan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I remember on last year's show, CCA, Wayne, you mentioned that you guys were a part of the decision for making the limit for bluefin, two per person. I'm really interested about that. Can you please elaborate on how that process works, like who goes out and surveys the fish and what really goes behind these board meetings on how we push these limits for anglers?
Yeah, it wasn't so much about the two-fish limit. It was about keeping it off the endangered species list. And that's it's federal and international is how that is regulated. So IATTC, the International Board for Tuna, talks about where the species are at, the stock assessments, the quotas, and all of that. And then you go to through the NOAA agencies on the other pieces of it. And what was happening was they were talking about putting it on the endangered species list, which would have kicked us out of being able to have any take on it at that point.
Because once it's on the endangered species list, it's got a whole different title, right? I mean,
correct.
It's the protection end of it.
Correct. So it was us with a lot of other people working together. The late Don Hansen was very instrumental in also helping with that process because of his ties with the federal agencies. And so it was a group of us working all together to keep it off the endangered species list, which was the big piece for us. But the two-fish limit right now is based on where it was at the time of the stock assessment. So now, you know, a few years down the line, they're still going to have to come back through and figure out where that stock is. I don't think it's where they thought it was going to be, but I don't think it's as robust to really bring up that limit at this point either. But they still have to evaluate it. And some of the studies that we're trying to do out here is to look at the size of those bluefin that are here in our waters. They're at the age class that many thought were at the reproductive size, and yet they're not going back to Western Pacific. So they're trying to figure out what's the trigger. Are they staying? Are they going to be here?
Is this a local stock?
Is it a local stock now? Are they breeding here that we don't know about?
Yeah.
We haven't found any signs of it yet that we know of, but that's one of those studies that we're trying to do by putting in tags, those satellite tags.
Yeah.
Dr. Barbara Block in that study,
right.
To figure out what are they doing? Are they staying? Are they just migrating north south? Are they actually going east west still?
So Wayne, my question is: when they look at the stock assessment for our local, you know, California waters in a two fish limit, are they looking at the world stock? Or are they looking at
it's all the pieces combined?
Yeah,
because you got to look at it from the age class. You have to look at it from the size of the inventory. And remember, we still have the Penn south of the border, and they get a certain part of that quota. They're going to keep watching our take, and then add it all together and then figure out where we stand. And is there enough for us to stay, you know, engaged in that, in that part of the business? And, you know, I believe there's enough inventory right here. And according to what I've been reading on the Western Pacific, that the inventory is actually starting to come up a little bit. So it's not as the sky is falling as it was before.
Looking good.
Yeah, it's looking better. The efforts that they have on the other side with the hatchery programs and the releases that they're doing. I'm hoping that we see some more of their tagged fish here, like Buzz had a few years ago.
Right.
I would expect to see more of those in that 2 or 3 year age class.
And those tagged fish were coming from the Western?
Yeah.
They're
being tagged out of the hatchery program over there, and then we're assuming they're migrating here to feed, grow, and then go back there to spawn again.
So interesting.
Yeah,
amazing.
But that's why we need to keep tagging those bigger ones to find out what's really going on.
Their migration.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call. We have a good text from Jeff in Huntington Beach here. It's a two-part question, one for Corey and one for Wayne. Corey, good luck with the Viejos for calicos. Me too. I want to try slugs. That's and what size and how do you fish them? And then the other question he has is, when does the new annual 12-month fishing license kick in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Corey?
Well, I love fishing the slugs, and it takes a couple things. Clean water for the visibility factor.
Which you have right now.
And some type of sunlight, yeah.
Yeah.
And with those two combinations, I like fishing a 5-inch, a 6.5-inch, and the 8-inch too. Yeah, really good. So
this time of the year, I mean, are you going to catch fish in the water when it's still in the 50s?
You will. You'll draw a reaction for sure, okay. Especially down a little bit deeper, like the stones off Mission Beach, the artificial reefs. If you're mm-hmm. fishing 45 to 70 feet of water.
On the slugs.
On the slug, for sure.
Sinking it.
100%. So let's say you're fishing 70 feet of water, and I'd fish the 8-inch on a 1 ounce, mm-hmm. ounce and a half at the biggest, and all those bites are going to come on the sink. So I let it sink out. You'll watch your line, you know, get jolted, and if you don't, you get to the bottom, wind it up 10, 20 feet, let it sink again. Mm-hmm. That'll draw an absolute reaction. If you're missing fish, I don't use a trailer hook. That's a big kind of a little trick of mine. And you want to miss the 2-pounder. You want to miss that pound and a halfer because the 5-pounder is the next bite.
Okay.
You draw that reaction. That's a lot of fun.
They fight for it. Well, we put an inline camera on our rigs to find out what was going on, and we kept going, how am I missing those fish? Well, they're biting the tail, but they're not actually hooked, and those are the small ones.
You want them to miss it.
But as soon as that one does it, the frenzy starts happening, the big ones are the second and third bite.
Yes, they're not the first ones.
They get very competitive.
Yeah, and right now the water's cold, so they're suspended, right, which is what Corey's saying. So you're vertically jigging. It's the original slow pitch. And as the water warms, you take that and put it weedless, and you take that 8-inch and put it over the canopy. And to see them blowing up through the canopy is just gold. It's like that slow motion shot with that big mouth coming out.
Right.
It is so much fun to watch.
Here's a cool story on that, though. So I fished with Eric Bent. We fished a tournament at Marina Del Rey. And I've talked about this before. 55-degree water. We won the tournament with the 8-inch slug on the surface.
And kidding.
So you look at cold water, don't eliminate
Was it cold water, but it was sunny and hot on the surface?
Yeah.
That day it kind of warmed up, so they kind of came up?
Listen to me, 55 degree water.
55?
Yes.
55?
I would 55. Woo. Like, I'm not joking with you. So you can make it happen. The slug thing is a lot of fun. Whether you're fishing the bay, 10 feet of water, 5-inch on a half-ounce lead head, or you're fishing 150 feet of water with a 2-ounce lead head. It's a heck of a lot of fun.
Man, that is the one thing I love. We go with Benny, you know, every year with Tommy P and stuff. And the one trip that I will always remember is going into Palos Verdes and working the canopy with those 8-inch slugs.
I love it.
I just love that. It was so much fun. And then after that, working the break wall later, you know, in the afternoon.
Oh, the full-size 8-inch slug.
Oh, for sure. On a lead head, 100%.
On a lead head.
The only thing that I could tell you with all of this is to make sure you super glue
the head
super glue to the lead head.
Okay. Yeah. It'll slug. What about that smaller slug, like those ones you're sending me down to El Salto with?
The 6.5-inch is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a lead head, too?
On a lead head, absolutely. Okay. 100%. All right. That's the perfect size of a small sardine or a grunion.
Sure.
I love fishing halibut in the surf. And you know what's
interesting? What about in the bay? That might work really well with sand bass in the bay.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I said it's not only 70 feet or 150 feet of water. It's all inside. You know the whole revolution with the two baits?
Sure.
I won't say another thing. It's exactly the slug on a lead head.
It's a slug, yeah.
Something we've been doing for 25 years.
Yeah.
And right
it
now,
works.
Right
and
now.
What size lead head?
Well, that's the whole thing. When you grab that slug, you can dictate how much lead you're putting on it.
Depending on how deep you're fishing.
Depends on where you're fishing
it. It's not pre-rigged. Yeah. So if you're fishing in the bay, I've used the 8-inch slug on a half-ounce lead head in 10 feet of water.
Well, and right now you've got the halibut coming in, so it's perfect for that 6-inch in the surf.
Hey,
perfect.
How do we get on all this talk?
We're talking about fishing.
He had that one part of the question about the 12-month fishing license.
So
the 12-month fishing license, AB-817, we are in the implementation phase. We've had meetings with the Department of Fish and Wildlife on implementation. So there's two parts to it. It's the 12-month fishing license, which they need to update their ALDS system, which is the licensing system, which is way antiquated. So we can't hook up a front end to it because their back end is so old. So we got to get that upgraded. We're working on that process right now. And then we're working on the application that we'll be putting on the phones, which you'll be able to buy your license, show your license, hunting and fishing. And then we're trying to create the checklist of what to add to that app over time. things like if you bring it up and your location is turned on, it should be able to tell you what's legal to fish right there.
Oh.
What's open or closed? Are you in an MPA? It should be able to do your lobster tags and then be able to do your reporting up there. There should be all these things that we can add to the application over time.
Interesting.
And other states have already done it, so it's not like we're doing it from scratch. But if people have ideas that we may be missing to add to the checklist of the application that you'd like to see, email me at wcoto@ccacalifornia.org because we're working on that list with the department right now.
So realistically, when do you think the license will come through?
We're working to try to get it for the 2023 season.
Wow. Okay.
Which is going to be hard because the 2023 season, technically license sales open in November. Whether or not we hit the November date, but hopefully by the first quarter it's done.
And then you can start kicking it in.
Yeah, well, if you buy a license in January for 12 months, it's still January to December, right? So
sure.
It's no big deal. But it's really after the first quarter is when we really want to see that 12-month license in and the application to be able to show it on your phone.
Sure.
So it's finally in play, guys. Just we're so close, you know, after all these years.
Yeah, good. Well, thanks for that text, Pete, by the way, Jeff. It's time to find out what's biting down in the Baja, Corey.
Yeah, we've got Catchman on hold here, and the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Pete, not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, they also offer the same processing for your private boat catch, too. And now with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerkied fish, spices, rubs, or smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers and their amazing poke kit, too. And can't forget about that new ceviche spice kit, too. You just have to add your lime and ready to go. Stop
I'm going
to
keep that on the boat.
I know it.
Yeah,
that's a good one for sure. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Yeah, you order all the spices and rubs and everything right online.
The new ceviche one.
Oh, the ceviche. Ooh. And how about the S&P, the smoking S&P?
I'm excited to try that
one. Yeah, we got a couple samples from
a little tri-tip thrown on the tray.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Hello.
Good morning, Castman.
Hey, Pedro, Corey.
Castman.
Going down home.
Hey, you are. Tell us what's biting.
Okay. Well, as far as the southern Baja goes, that Cabo San Lucas, San Jose del Cabo area, this winter has definitely set in. I got an email from Baja Bob there from La Playita, and he says the flip-flops and the shorts are off. It's long pants and sweatshirts, and it's starting to get pretty chilly down there. North winds have started to blow pretty more consistently now. So that means that the San Jose del Cabo and the Cabo boats are now fishing mostly toward the arch and up around the Pacific side. But the striped marlin are there. If the guys wanted to catch marlin, there's still a real good striped marlin bite going on. Still some wahoo, but the real small wahoo, some 12, 15-pounders. And then, of course, there was a 60-pound Dorado caught this past week, which is huge. And of course, you got the Sierras and then you got the bottom fish available there. So, and I got a report there from Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. Daytime temperatures running between 82, 83 degrees. Clear, flat water. Sailfish are within 2 to 3 miles off the beach. Of course, inshore, plenty of jacks and a good rooster fish bite to keep the anglers happy down there. But, Pete, I'm leaving for Colombia on Wednesday. I'll be gone until the 20th when I get back. Once again, I got one spot. We had one cancellation, and this is a trip of a lifetime, and it's going to be half price of what everybody else has paid.
Ooh.
And that's going to be run around $2,100, $2,200. It'll be 7 days of fishing, 10 days in-country, all your meals at the camp, and then we'll have end drinks, and 7 days of guided fishing. And anybody that can get off, starting this coming Wednesday, all the way until the 20th, it's a heck of a trip.
Take advantage of that. A heck of a deal, man. How do we do that, Castman? We call you?
Yeah, give us a call at 800-593-6510 and hit my extension. Or you can email me at fishwithcass@gmail.com. That's my direct email. And the guy's got the time and he's got a little bit of money. That's a heck of a trip. But so I'm going to be out of pocket, Pete, for at least 2 weeks. So I'll give you a call back somewhere around the 26th, I guess, is when I get back on Saturday.
Sounds good. Well, have a great trip, Castman, and we'll miss your report, but have a good time, and I'm sure you'll have some good stories when you get back from Columbia. Be safe, Dan.
Yeah, and you knock him dead at El Salto. I know you're going to have a fabulous trip.
Oh, yeah. We'll come back with some good stories from Salto for sure.
All right, boys.
All right. Thanks, Castman. Appreciate that very much.
All right. A lot of good times. We're going to be back more with good times from Wayne and CCA when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having such a great time with Wayne from CCA and hear all this good talk. And Calico talk is driving me nuts.
Sir, just heard an ad for Islander. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, both Pete and John, captains of the Islander, are going to be here.
Soulful guys.
Let's Talk Hookup, such great guys and such good fishermen and such a great boat. So tune in tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio on the Let's Talk Hookup app for some good fish talk from a great boat.
Knowledgeable and humble.
Super good. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go up to Santa Barbara right now to Sea Landing and talk to Chris, Wayne's assistant director there of the CCA. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Pete, Corey, boss man. How are you guys?
Doing great. And what's happening at Santa Barbara today?
gosh. Well, first off, driving up this morning, early this morning, I couldn't tell you how beautiful it is up here. The weather is fantastic for a great day over at the landing for Day at the Docks. It's going to be awesome.
Fantastic. And so the guys have put together their first annual Day at the Docks. And what's going to happen up there?
Yeah, so today only, we're going to have Day at the Docks, the Santa Barbara edition. Jason and Jamie Diamond, the new owners of the Santa Barbara Landing, they're going to be here all day with us, along with a couple other vendors. Basically, if you're thinking about going fishing with these guys up after the 1st of March, this is your perfect opportunity to come check out the operation, come check out the boats, the crews. They're going to actually let kids fish from the docks. It's going to be really, really fun. I know, like I said, we're going to be up here, a couple other vendors as well. It's going to be a great day for sure.
Oh, beautiful day for it up in Santa Barbara there. And, of course, CCA will be selling some memberships, right?
Absolutely. If your membership, or if you aren't planning to make it down south to any of our events this year, perfect opportunity to renew your membership. I've got T-shirts and hats, and we're giving away all kinds of good stuff at the table. So make sure you, if you're in the area, or if you've got nothing else to do today, make sure to stop on by. We're giving away some pretty good stuff for sure.
Now, was it Jason Diamond that wrote that incredible article that we saw in Western Outdoor News, I believe last week or the week before, about the carb issue?
Jamie wrote that.
His partner.
Yeah, I believe it was Jamie.
Jamie. But that was so well said. And if you want to see it, go back and look at the previous issue of Western Outdoor News. It's in there. That pretty much sizes it up. I mean, basically what this carb issue is doing to individual boat owners and families, and attempting to destroy their businesses that they've built all their lives.
Yeah, it's a tough issue, because what they're supposed to take into account is the socioeconomic impacts of what they're doing, and in the last few meetings they've come out and said that they're not worried about that. They don't care about people. Yeah, or your family businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the commissioners on the car board even said, "Hey, look, I was a small trucking company, and it hurt us, and we went through it. We had to go through it." And that's,
yeah,
so they don't have any
with their trucking.
No empathy.
Yeah, no.
And don't forget, Jamie and Jason not only own the Coral Sea and the Sardis, but they also own the landing now, the tackle store itself. So Santa Barbara Tackle landing is theirs, and the tackle store is open, and you got to go in there and check it out. It's all refreshed and new and stocked, and it looks good.
That's cool. Well, all right, so you're going to be there all day, Chris?
We'll be here until 5 p.m., and like Wayne said, I mean, Jason and Jamie Diamond, world-class operation with the Stardust and Coral Sea, and they've got some big plans coming up for the next couple of years for this place. It's going to be awesome.
Interesting. Yeah, and what a great location, too. You're right in front of the Channel Islands there. I mean, fantastic opportunity to go fishing.
And it's kind of cool. It's like a hidden little, not a hidden little secret, but the rockfish limits that come out of there with Rafa and what they do is insane. There's
halibut in Santa Rosa Island.
Yeah, but people travel from a large area to come fish the limits of rockfish out of there.
Lincod.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Well, Chris, hey, thanks for holding down the fort up there in Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara Sea Landing, Day at the Docks today in Santa Barbara. Beautiful day to run up the coast there and go say hi to Chris and Jason and Jamie and check out their new operation. Thanks, Chris, for joining us from Santa Barbara Sea Landing.
Hey, thank you, Pete.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in those jam-packed phones, Corey. They want to talk to Wayne, and you too.
They do. Hey, there's one open line. You want to give us a shout? This is your chance. 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to Rich. Rich calling from Camarillo. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Rich.
Good morning, everyone. My question is a concern with the rockfish limits have changed for copper rockfish and reds. The concern is releasing the fish. If you can only catch one copper, you have to release the rest. And I remember when they changed the limits on salmon grouper, you could see a whole line of salmon grouper floating away from the boats that they didn't bother to release properly. So anyway, that's my concern with the changing on rockfish limits.
Absolutely.
We agree. We agree, and you know, we pushed the descending devices. Pretty much that technique has been developed here in California and is so well received within the marine environment community that they have expanded the use of those and actually are enforcing the use of those down in the Gulf now for snapper and other species.
And they should enforce them here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to bring in another law, but, I mean, come on. You know, it's not that hard.
But honestly, it's for conservation.
For conservation.
It's a no-brainer.
And look at the way they brought back the so-called endangered boccaccio. I mean, that was because of the descending devices. It wasn't really because they were never threatened, but that helped convince the and this is a federal issue, right? It's not a state issue.
Yeah, the federal side through National Marine Fisheries Service and NOAA and the Pacific Fisheries Management Council is where this is being regulated, and then in the state, all they do is follow suit on enforcing that in state.
So the rockfish regulations are really dictated by the feds.
Correct, and so
we can't blame the state. One thing.
Well, you can. They can fight back too. I mean, everybody's got their own piece of this puzzle, and it comes down to the stock assessments, and then the modeling. So what happens is that our take is being done by the sport boats putting in their electronic monitoring, right, and their reporting every year or every day. And then if we take too much, then we get blamed for overfishing. If we don't take enough, then they assume that the inventory is crashing, right?
Right.
Then here's the problem that we have is that the areas that they need to go survey the stock assessments haven't been done, the independent surveys. So to actually physically go out and survey areas on the federal waters and in the state waters need to be done, and they haven't been done in years. They're just updating models. And the model isn't even giving us credit for all of our protected areas. So we have rockfish conservation areas, cowcod conservation areas. We have MPAs that are closed.
Depth restrictions.
Depth restriction, time restrictions. I mean, all of that should tell you right there that there's no way that we can completely overfish those species because they're in protected areas. We can't fish them.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's a big ocean.
It's a big ocean.
And it's so crazy because some of the reds locally, I mean, there's a lot of like 3 to 5 pounders, and it's gotten,
right.
I would say, better. I mean, it's something's worked, right? I mean,
the January, February closure probably helps.
Well, yeah.
Because that's the only thing to fish for, and that gets heavy pressure during those.
It gives relief. Yeah. So another piece that is an issue that we're trying to work on is that we have all the MPAs, and they've been doing tagging surveys in them for years now, right? So why are they not including that data? Because that will give you the age class data that they need for the rockfish species.
But they don't want to include it.
They haven't included them yet. We've been asking them to get that included because that'll help them with the inventory, understanding the stock and the age class, which is part of the model, you know, whether or not you have these issues. But yet it's a slow process going through feds to the federal agencies to get things changed. And that's where we're at. So right now we're being stuck and they're being cautionary. And the reason they took quill and coppers down to 1 is because if they took it down to 0, it's a lot harder through the processes.
Yeah.
So taking it to 1.
And you know, the reality is, every time I go rock fishing, I catch more coppers than anything.
I know. Everywhere. It's kind of, they're usually pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
Here's where we also come at a rub is if we look at rock fishing, it's rockfish as a complex. The fish all congregate, the different species all congregate in the same area. So if you have an issue on one species, normally you have an issue with the complex.
Yeah.
But we're not seeing that. They're only picking out 1 or 2. What does that tell you, right? It says that either they're wrong or their modeling isn't working right. So, or it's completely crashing and we're all being, you know, we're all wrong on that. But we don't believe that because the people on the water see the fish.
Yeah.
We see the size and the quantity and the quality. So
it's kind of create a lot to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, we're gonna be right back. More from Wayne and the CCA. Got so much to cover and all this calico talk is driving me nuts. I'm ready to go fishing. We're gonna be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The fishing season is fast approaching, and it's time to get your gear in order. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know that we have been loading up on tackle. Fishing gear will be very difficult to get this year, so make sure to take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th. We will not attend any trade shows this spring, so this is your golden opportunity to get incredible deals on everything you need to fish this summer. We will be discounting all the big names. Shop for rods, reels, jigs, hooks, fluorocarbon, clothing, tackle bags, terminal tackle, and much more. And as always, we will have raffles during both days to benefit Rollo. Follow us on Instagram to get updates on all the deals. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle's huge spring sale, Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th. We'll see you at the landing.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.